This MP3 is made possible by Down Home Barbecue. Call 832-452-9127. 5 years in business, 30 years cooking.
Okay. Let's talk about you signed, or you, Tom Cross talked to you about coming back.
Talked to me Monday night.
Let's talk about that and how, did you think about not, not re-signing with the Comets?
Well, Tom called me on Monday night, and he just kind of explained the situation, and he asked if I would like to come back and help the team out. And just considering the fact that, you know, I was here for training camp, and I didn't want to, in one way or another, desert them, even though it kind of seems kind of weird that it's a reverse situation. But, yeah, so I didn't ever not consider coming back. I wanted to help them out, and I was sitting at home watching the playoffs, so I wasn't doing anything else, and I need to be working out, and I need to stay in shape, and the best way to do that is to practice. So agreed to come back. Yeah.
Okay, and had you heard from other teams yet?
My agent had talked to a few teams, but he had he said he needed a couple days to kind of, you know, figure out what was going on. And I think Tom tried to call him on Monday night, but he's on the East Coast, so it was, he called me on the West Coast at like 9, so it was pretty late over there. And so I flew out the next morning very early for Seattle, and when I got to Seattle, when I was on the team bus leaving the arena from shoot-around, I got a call from my agent, and he told me that I had an offer in South Korea, and it's just like, have you signed a contract there yet? And I was like, no, but it doesn't matter, because I already said that I was gonna stay, so kind of just a bit.
Okay, now let's fast forward.
Okay.
Based on the injury exception rule and how that works, Comets get 10 players who are healthy, they're going to have to let you go. Would you even think about waiting around until they re-sign you? Or do you, like, if that offer from South Korea's team was still on the table, would you take that?
I really can't answer that question, because I just have to, it's a tough situation to be in, because last year I got waived halfway through the season by Phoenix because of abnormal situation as well, and you know, I have a mortgage and that kind of stuff, so I have responsibilities, car payment, all that fun stuff that adults get to deal with, and so I just would have to take it as offers come and consider the situation, if it's a good situation, and if it's something that would be another, like, oh, you know, week-long, 10-day contract, or I don't know, it's really hard to say, so.
Now, on a basketball, on the floor talk, today, due to injuries, you played some at small forward.
I played most of the day at the three, yeah.
So how was that for you?
I've had to do it before. It's not a position that I'm comfortable in, and it's not a position that I feel like I excel at, but I can defend it and I can play it and make minimal mistakes, so it gives me some versatility, and it's good in situations like today where, you know, they have injuries and that kind of thing, and you want to be able to get a good practice in, but, you know, you have too many post players or opposite situation, whatever it is, so even though I don't like it a lot, I'll do it.
Have you guys already started preparing for Indiana?
Yeah, we started preparing yesterday for Indiana. We got our scouting reports yesterday. We talked about them yesterday, talked about them today, and I'm sure tomorrow we'll be a little bit more in detail about what they do specifically.
Have you been on a team that seemed to have so many players injured at the same time?
I think I think every team has their injuries and are banged up to a certain degree. And yeah, I've been on teams that have had a lot of injury problems, but, you know, I think, like I told you yesterday, I don't think I've ever heard of the injury exception rule, so I've never heard of a team being injured to this extent.
This MP3 was made possible by Down Home Barbecue. Visit their website at www.downhomebarbecue.com.